First stop. The archaeological complex of the Domus dei Tappeti di Pietra, which literally translates as House of the Floor Mosaics, emerged following building works begun in 1993 for the construction of a residential complex. The dig, which lasted for approximately 2 years, is considered one of the greatest archaeological operations ever carried out in Ravenna, both in terms of the total surface area of the dig, measuring more than 850 metres square, and its character as the most complex and complete stratification of past constructions ever uncovered. In this part of the city, the entire lifespan of a residential area flanked by a road has been documented, beginning from the Republican Roman Age, 1st century AD, and lasting until the early Middle Ages, or the 8th century AD. More than 800 years of carefully documented history in this part of the city. The structures visible inside the exhibition area date back to the Byzantine Age, when Ravenna was the capital of the Western Roman Empire, a tangible sign of the radical urban upgrading and restructuring brought about by the presence of the imperial court, and which involved the entire city. In this area, the creation of a new urban layout took place during the last decades of the 5th century and lasted until the first few years of the following century, when this building was constructed, partially exploiting the pre-existing masonry structures and identifiable as a palace in the full sense of the term. Inside the building were residential rooms, the living quarters of the master of the house, his family and guests of high standing, alongside spaces used for reception purposes, with saloons and large rooms where the public and administrative activities of the dominus, a Latin term meaning lord, were carried out. The richness of the decorations and the materials used in their creation, together with the fact that a public road was incorporated inside the palace perimeter, suggests that this was not simply the home of a very rich citizen, but the residential palace of an important figure of the imperial court. The current perimeter of the archaeological area does not correspond to the actual size of the Byzantine building, which extends in all directions under the cement walls. Its original limits are unknown, just as we do not know which was the main access to the palace. It is thought there may have been a monumental entrance along the side to the right of where you are standing now. The floor plan of the palace is very elaborate. The rooms are sumptuously decorated with mosaic floors and marble intarsia and are arranged around various courtyards, some of which are paved in stone, while another certainly had an octagonal fountain. The uncovered spaces were used not only as passageways, but above all as a kind of cavadium to illuminate the internal rooms of the complex as well as the upper floors. The first floor mosaic is located in a room with walls measuring approximately 7 meters in length. The geometric decoration develops in the form of concentric motifs and begins from a central motif with 4 cantaroi at the corners, from which fine branches with heart-shaped leaves spring forth. A large circle at the centre, composed of interwoven red and blue ribbons, encloses a double 8-pointed star. The border consists of bands of concentric circles and knotted ellipses. This floor is characterized by a rich color palette in the tones of red, pink, blue, white, and black. The insertion of regular geometric floor mosaic in a room with walls which are not at right angles to each other has been resolved by creating a narrow band of white tesseras on the left, dotted with small black crosses. A mosaic threshold featuring a checkered motif of 2 edged axes in white, red and grey leads to the next room.